Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we're going to have some wonderful healing tonight. Tonight is our special night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. So we'll be going there in about 5 minutes. So for the newcomers, you're actually taking up out of time physically with your spirit with you. Your energetic bodies that stay here on the planet, unfortunately, are like the emotional body, the mental body, etc. Feeling body, trauma body. These are all the densities that stay here. And these bodies were put in place by the Earth Spirit to help your physical body survive and live through psychic attack energy. So what we talk about is two energies. One is source energy, which is in your heart center with your spirit, which is out of time. Okay? So you might want to remember that. So source is out of time. They're not. There's nothing that's perceived, predictions, or anything else that deals with time energy. Now, the darkness is in the mind, and that's the alien-controlling factions, which was brought to you by your natal chart and other things, the planets. Everybody knows about their astrological chart, or if not, they know about astrology, and you get any newspaper out there, and it'll tell you what kind of day you're going to be having and what planets are in retrograde. And when they're in retrograde, then all of a sudden you have a bad day. Well, we have clearings to get you out of that situation, if that's your case, of dealing with the planetary influences. But these are all controlled externally to us. So for me, they're alien, extraterrestrial energies that are actually, you know, controlling us through mind control, implants, transmissions, etc. And there's other people out there talking about this too. But what we do here is we help to eliminate a lot of these energies from you. The newest one that we stumbled upon, in a sense, was the crystal skull energy. So we did a conference call last night, and it got very interesting. I think the call is about an hour and a half in length. This is after the BBS program. And we got rid of a lot of the crystal skull energy that was interfering with people. So we can do that again tonight. So if anybody was on that call last night, if you could call in after you come from back from the light shift, we can maybe discuss that too. So this part of the program will not be on the archives, like I said, because we live in time here, and that's controlled by the aliens. Remember, anything that's a time-based reality of predictions, of psychic readings, of stuff like that, of looking at things happening to you, your natal chart, that's all dark side energy because the light only works in the now. So once you start to understand what I'm talking about, you're going to realize that we're controlled heavily in time. And the dark side, the aliens can slow down time, speed up time, change time, abduct us, and stop time. There's all different things they do, so I won't go into that too much. It gets kind of negative, but you have to be aware of what's happening to you. So this part of the show, as we go to the light ship, will be activated for the people listening live. People listening to the archives, this will not work. So you just feel the peace energy coming to you, but you won't be on the light ship. So we're going to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we're going to bring in some peace energy for everybody. And here we go. So I'll just use the word stronger. You have to command the energy. So if you're wondering what this is all about, this is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So if you're a Christian person and looking for the truth, this is it. This is not religious orientation. This is the main thing that Jesus told you, is to not to go outside of yourself and to stay within. That's where the kingdom is, which is true. This is where your spirit resides. Don't go looking outside of yourself for energies that will steal you, take you away. Like I say, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you're at P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. And the aliens brought all the gods down here. And remember, there's a lot of gods in mythology and stuff too. So not only do you find these energies in each church that people go to, or mosque or synagogue, as long as they pray to something, you're hooked up, hook, line, and sinker to some energy out there. You have a tiger by the tail, or even worse, maybe a smelly, creepy-looking alien that wants to take your life force energy. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship. So just if you want to bring your animals and pets with, just them now in your consciousness. You know, so just sit back and relax, nothing to do. I'll count to five to command the energy to have the light ship do the connecting to you. You're going to feel yourself out of time. And things around you will not be quartered to you. So here we go. We're going to go to the light ship right now. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're there right now. And if you happen to be a seer, you can actually be able to see the energies on the light ship and the light beings that are there working to help heal you. So let's go into the red room first of all. And this room has a lot of life force energy. And it also can work with your blood. So here we go. Red energy is going to come into your body now. And I'll have to command it in there. So here we go. So this is down here. Up there on the light ship, it happens automatically. But down here, you want to feel it. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into another room. We'll go into the room where they have the butterflies. Remember, there's a lot of energies that are there that take on the physical appearance, what we have here on the earth here. So this is what we normally go to and see. So here's the butterfly energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and next we'll go into another location. And this is what I call the centrifuge room. This is a lot of people's favorite because it helps you to eliminate addictions, habit patterns, etc. So just think of what you'd like to have released. And this short particular call that we're on here on BBS, we'll be on the light for about 15 minutes. And just request one particular healing that you'd like to have with your body. Remember, the light only sees you in the now, so you want to request maybe every minute or so. So here we go, bringing this wonderful energy here, and we'll bring in the centrifuge room energy. You might actually see silver flashing around as it spins. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, it feels good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another location. Remember, you're in many rooms at one time on the light ship. So let's go into the room where they have the deers. And normally when the deers come, the fawn comes with a couple of the offspring. So here's some baby deers coming. And remember, they will send you life force energy for healing. So request the healing. And here they come. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, that feels great. And we'll go into one of the water rooms. And let's bring in the penguins. So again, request your healing. Here comes the penguin. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. So again, request your healing. If you have a physical problem, maybe a stiff joint or something, you may want to get up and move around a little bit. And just kind of see, sense how your body's doing, okay? Remember, on the light ship, you're completely healed because they rematerialize your full spirit, comes into your body. But down here, if you don't have your whole spirit with you, you won't get that type of healing because you can't. But a lot of people do have wonderful results. And also what happens is if you have the densities that are not released from you, like the emotional body, the different bodies that have judgment stored inside of them, the healings may not work as fast as you'd like them to also because of the densities. And they take away the energy of your healing. Each time you're getting beamed back and forth continuously, these energies come in and, in a sense, steal away your life force healing energy. And that's the way it works. This is why Jesus mentioned to get rid of your past judgments, which they called sin back then, okay? So he was taking away the same process that we do here in this lifetime, which is your genetic predisposition on things, and there's different types of healings for that, and mainly it's all judgment. So you have to get rid of your judgment, which they called sins, in order to have healings take place. And 2,000 years ago was much simpler than it is today. So let's go to another room. We'll go into the golden waterfall room, and you're going to feel some golden waterfall energy. And if you don't like to get a glass of water, we'll do some water charging. And we do this on our regular conference calls off and on, which we have for only $20 for a one-hour call, say, on Mondays and Fridays. So why don't you get a glass of water? And what we're going to do is have the energy of the golden waterfall come into your water here. So when you do get your glass of water, just hold it in your hands. It'll take probably about 3 minutes or so to do here. And it feels like people are getting their water now. So here's more of the golden waterfall energy. Just kind of hold it in your hand, below, in your hands beneath the water level. Put your hands there. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Feels like everybody has their water now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll let the water get charged up. Still hold it in your hand. We'll go to another room. And we'll go into a room where they have really, really large quartz crystals, okay? This is one of the crystal rooms, very large points, so you may feel your body buzzing now. And here comes the quartz energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and a little more water energy from the golden waterfall room. So this will be gold water, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, our water is completed, so enjoy your drinking water here. And the water will last today and tomorrow. So if you do have some left over, you may want to put it in your refrigerator. Don't make ice cubes out of it, and don't boil it, and don't add anything to it. It'll change the frequency of it. It's made just for you only. So let's go on to another location, and we'll go into a room where they have the kangaroos. So here we go, bringing those energies in. So these are the light shift kangaroos. So stronger, and there's three of them. Stronger, request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Well, that feels nice. And let's bring in the frogs. These are frogs that swim in water. So they're freshwater frogs. So we'll bring those in here. So again, I'll count to 10 to command the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll go on to another location. This we haven't been into for a while. So let's go into where they have the Light Being Choir. And this will be quite interesting. If you're a seer, a feeler, you're going to feel your body just vibrate here. So here comes the Light Being Choir. So you're going to have some healing with the music. Singing, chanting, we'll say. Maybe not chanting, but just harmonized music, okay? And special notes. So they're singing. So stronger. They do have instruments, too, that they play. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good. In fact, we'll bring in one of the didgeridoos that they have. They have people that play instruments there, so we're going to have a healing from that. So here we go. This will be very interesting. See how your body's feeling. So here comes this energy. So maybe you're up on the light ship in front of these different rooms or in the room. So here we go. Enjoy this vibration. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, that feels good. Feel my body kind of buzzing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's see what can else figure out what we can go to here. Let's see here. Crickets. Do people like crickets? So we'll go into the cricket room. So, oh, this is going to be good too. Here we go. So in this room here, and they're all making their noise here for healing. Request your healing now, everybody. So here comes the crickets. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll do some work now on people's muscles. So if you have like maybe a stiff neck, or maybe your back is stiff or sore, maybe you've hurt a shoulder, again, just request healing now. So we're going to go into where the females are. And these are the like massage practitioners, but they use a lot of energetic energies to help you. So you may want to put your hand on the location that you have a problem. And again, just request your healing. Remember, they see you as perfect. And so the light never judges its creation. So whatever you have this second is in pure divine perfection because that's your creation. They're never going to tell you that your creation is no good. Or it's not worthy enough to have, because what you have is what you have. And that's in the light, it's pure divine perfection. So you want to change what you have now, your condition, which is still perfect, to another state of perfection. But for you, you want it to maybe have the pain released. But that's still a perfection once it's done. So you want to request the healing, because they don't judge any of the creations, any of you. So you have to request healing. This is why it's so important to do so. And the light beings, once you request once, they do the work and that's it. They don't keep working on you continuously. So here we go. Going to have our next massage, back massage. You might want to take off your shoes, possibly. They work with your feet. And you might feel your body vibrating. We're going into a special room, which will do that. We also have some of the floating magnets, just be going to the, normally on the ascension call. These little floating magnets will help balance your body too, like little donuts. So here we go. We're going into this room with those. So bring in the energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. That's feeling good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow. Okay, so let's go into one more room before we have to come back here. So we're going to go into the room with the oxygen, okay? And here comes the oxygen. So number 74 is coming to us. There's different types of healing oxygen, and they will normally bring forth what you need. This is number 74. So stronger, 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 stronger. Take a deep breath, inhale and exhale a few times. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a request from Peter in the land down under. But for him, he's probably on top, and we're down under to him. But we'll bring in the panda bears for Peter. And they'll come into his whole room, wherever he is, his whole house here. So here we go. Here they come. You might feel the energy change there, Peter, sound everybody else listening. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll go into the room that has peace energy. And this will also be felt with the people who are listening to the archive. So here it comes, and we'll come back from the light shift. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Ah, feels good. We'll bring you one more oxygen here, 52, before we come back. So here we go. So coming in, 52, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's come back from the light ship. So we're thanking all the light beam doctors for working with us. Your healing process here, what happened tonight is between you and them. And we're going into the orientation room, and they're talking to us now about what they have done for us, how they could help us, maybe what we might need possibly. And we can ask all the different types of questions, but they're still in non-judgment. So they may just show you different ways to maybe change your life, change the energy so you get out of mind into heart so that the healings will work better for you. So we're getting ready to come back down. So if you brought any animals or pets up, we're now going to be joined with them. And flowers, tree, garden, plants are coming with us too. Coming back down. So I'll count to five again, and you can feel the energy shift and change around you as the light ship disconnects the link from it to you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh boy, that felt pretty good. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am, and wow, that was great. What a beautiful night of healing on the light ship and really wonderful energies, and really enjoyed all of the sound with the crickets and the choir and the didgeridoo and all of that wonderful stuff. Was just so great. So we'd love to hear from anybody that experienced a beautiful healing energy on the light ship. If you'd like to call in and share something about what you enjoyed tonight, or if you're not able to call, you can type it into the fast chat. But it's kind of fun to have you come on and share your experiences of what you felt or saw, or you know, just how you enjoyed that. So let me give you the phone number to call. It is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And Ron, I wasn't able to be on the Q&A call last night, but I understand you were talking about a little bit at the beginning of the hour, and it sounds like it was just amazing. So I'd love to hear some more about that, too.
Yeah, it was quite interesting. All I know is I think I did healings for probably an hour and a half on it. We started off just because the light ship was working basically at 15,000 B.C. And they were taking away some of the crystal skull energies that were on the planet then. So for the newcomers, what the light ship is doing, it's going back along the timeline. And what they're doing is getting rid of the energies that corded, connected to people to give them mind-controlling implants and everything else. Okay, remember, the aliens control us by our DNA and the energetic or energy transmissions from planets and who knows what, plus their spaceships and everything else. So one of those is when you go to a church and you pray outside of yourself, then you're bringing in these energies. So who knows what people worshipped 15,000 years ago, but once they worship outside of themselves, connect to something, then that means that there's something out there, which will be the alien energy, seeing something come out from you, your life force energy. They'll steal that and connect to you. And they, like, put a cord into you. And then from there, they can control you. So this has been going on for a long, long, long time. So the only way that the Earth spirit and its creation here, the Earth planet, can get free of this is to have the light ship come in and take away these alien energies. And why do they come here initially? Well, that's kind of hard to say. But what I can say is that with people being here, worshiping, praying, connecting to some kind of invisible energy or deity or something, that's bringing in alien energies to us. So the people on the planet are the problem. And that's why people say, gee, can't the light ship fix everything in a blink of an eye? Well, yeah, but how many people are on this planet, you know, connecting to something outside of themselves to bring it in all over again? And what's going to happen tomorrow, you know? Tomorrow is Sunday, and some churches, you know, people pray on Saturdays. So, you know, it's, you know, from the light ship, I would think that is pretty self-defeating to keep helping when the ignorant humans here keep praying to these false gods, false energies, where they're not really false because they are real. They're bringing in this negativity to the planet for controlling us. And naturally, what are people doing when they pray? They're probably asking for a favor, to have a better life, you know, to want something. And, you know, the aliens can do that. This is what you're connecting to, is an alien-based energy. So all the gods that came here are aliens. And, you know, once you connect outside of yourself to something, then at that point, you're hooked up. And this is how your DNA is controlled, et cetera. So what we did, we went into the crystal skull energies. And, man, that was, for myself, very intense. They were connected to different parts of our bodies with our joints. some people actually saw the different types of skulls and different minerals. They saw the different energetic life forms being removed from their bodies. They felt better, felt lighter. So we did basically an hour plus of crystal skull energetic removals from our body. So what I'll do right now is do one for your head, okay? And this will be on the website also at some point here. I'm going to be creating two different clearings. One will be for a timeline clearing, so you can go back on the timeline yourself and eliminate the alien intervention interference that they're giving to you. Remember, they come in here, and once you connect to them, then they're always hooked up to your DNA. So you really can't, it's hard to get rid of them because they're tracking you. Remember, they're in time, and they control time. And you know that when you're in time, automatically, you know, all the time is with you in one moment because you're on their timeline. So what happened to you, your ancestors, you know, 10,000 years ago, we'll say at 8 BC, 8,000 BC, it's with you right now. It's in your genetics. It's living in you, and they can activate that energy. So it gets to be very interesting. So here we go. Let's disconnect some of that crystal skull energy that happened about 15,000 years ago. Well, actually, it would be 17,000. So 15,000 BC, and just kind of see and sense how you're feeling with your head, okay? So I'm going to count to 10 to release the skull energy from you. Remember, these are aliens, and they brought the crystal skull here to mind control people. So they're active devices. Even if you have a t-shirt with a skull on, it'll connect to that. If you have a tattoo with a skull, it'll do that too. You know, it's just dark side energies that you're having connected to you just by wearing the clothing. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I have a question here. WS, and what are you praying to? Nothing. You pray to absolutely nothing, unless you want to become prey. And you don't want to pray or do anything to yourself. If you do want to connect to your spirit, that's the source energy that's within you. That's all you want to do. Anything outside of yourself in the mind is mind control energy of the alien. So you don't want to pray. And so that's the process. So here we go again. More of the mind energy being released from the crystal skulls. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now let's work with our ears. Here we go. And if somebody would like to call in about the healings that we're doing right now, or maybe what they have experienced if they're on the call last night, the Q&A call, that'd be wonderful. We have that every Friday night after the BBS program on Station 2. Here we go, ear energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to work with our eyes. Here we go. Crystal skull energy is coming out of our eyes from the aliens that were active here at 15,000 BC. Remember, it's in your DNA. They'll connect to you. Here we go. Eye energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, here we go. So, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, everyone. So, let's see. I think I better give the phone number again. No one has called in yet. We'd really love to hear from somebody tonight, especially about how they enjoyed the light ship. So let me give it to you again. It's area code 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And Mike is asking Ron about one of the website clearings that you have. He said he noticed poison removal on the website, and he wondered what that was all about.
Okay, that's the alien poisoning. So that gets very interesting. So I'll just discuss that briefly here. The aliens that are in us, that live inside of us, secrete, feces and urine energetically. And some actually give us poison, like a scorpion, like a mosquito biting you, or a tick, and they can leave this stuff behind. There's also carcasses that, as these aliens die, they may not be out of your energetic field. And then you may have aliens that don't like each other. Remember, the aliens, as above, so below. So if we have wars here, there's wars up there or out there somewhere too. And there's far more alien races than what we have on this planet here, okay? So there's thousands of them that are competing for your life force energy. So you can be inhabited, possessed by these things. This is why, on the website we have the $30 a month clearing for alien attack removal. So the poisoning one is for people who have problems with their body. Maybe they have extra fatty tissue. Maybe they get tired all of a sudden. And that could be alien waste. So we'll do a clearing for that. So if you have a location on your body that maybe could be a fatty tissue or something, don't know what it is, it could be filled full of alien waste. We'll just do this in general here. So we'll take out some of the waste products that they left behind. And here we go. I'll count to 10 to release it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we got JP, sorry about that, asking for worm poisoning and dead worms. It's a little hard to read. I'm in the moment, so all I see is letters. I don't necessarily make up the words. I have to really stop to get into time, to get out of the moment, back into time, to go back into the moment to read. That's why I made that mistake there. So I got worm, poison, and dead worms. So let's do the worm poison. So here we go. So I'll use the word stronger to release some of this energy from you. So stronger, stronger. They could be anywhere in your body. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, man, that's pretty rough. Stronger. I'm yawning. Stronger. Oh, man, if you're yawning too, it's good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Now we'll get rid of the carcasses, okay? So remember, they can still be with you. You could be like a walking graveyard here. So, or even a ceremonial burial ground, You never know what they use this for. So here we go. So, dead worm carcasses. So stronger, getting released. Stronger, 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 stronger. Man, this is rough. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, JP, We'll see how you feel with that. A little rough. So we'll do another clearing here. We'll do one for the crystal skulls again. Let's do those energies that are, say, mind controlling your fingers. Okay, remember, we have robotic clearings that will be coming up on the website at some point here. So this could be a robotic energy that's affecting you. So this will work with your fingers and joints. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we're doing a new clearing, which will be on the website maybe within a week, I hope. We'll see. And it's going to be about the alien timeline, so you can actually select different maybe body parts possibly, or just problems that you could have in your life along the timeline to get rid of the different alien races that are affecting you. There'll be a timeline clearing. And then we're putting up another clearing, and I'm trying to think what that one's going to be about. It'll deal with the crystal skulls, and then we have one other one coming out, which I just can't recall what it was here. I don't have any notes in front of me here, so it's a little hard to go back on a time-based reality, like I said, to figure out what I'm doing. Anyway, back to you, Sylvia. I may have my notes in front of me here someplace. Let me take a look here. So go ahead, Sylvia. You're on.
Okay, I'm on. So let's see what we have on the fast chat here. Ed is asking, Ron, if there's a special chakra between the throat and the heart chakra, I guess, or between the throat and the heart. Is there a chakra there that can be activated? And the second part of the question, I'm waiting for my fast chat to reappear. So we are able to re-access outside the earth prison.
The chakras, yeah, I'm sure there are lots of them that aren't even talked about, so I would say yes. As far as activating it, I would say no, because you want to keep it very simple as you start increasing more energies. Remember, the chakras are already being used as you connect with your spirit, so your spirit knows best, okay? So what we're taught about is maybe the first maybe seven chakras. The seventh one being on top of your head, that's the gateway for the aliens to come into you. So that should be closed off. That's on the website to close off your chakras. You don't want to have anything cording you. As far as accessing something outside the earth plane, well, you're here to experience the earth. That's why the light ship does not allow that to have happened in any of its realities, because where you go to is where you are. Otherwise, you'd think you're a multidimensional being doing all these lifetimes. So that's not part of what the light ship has ever promoted, is to go out and do like astral traveling or something, or to go to other realms. You can talk to other spirits about different locations, but as far as typically going there to live, no. As far as maybe sensing the energy, yes. But as far as anything else, no, because you have one life in the present moment where you are. So the new clearing here, what I have is implants, mind control objects, robotic maybe projections on you, mind and body. This is how your body is controlled. Alien entities, that'll be interesting. Remember, they may have entities too, like we have here. Maybe they got entities in their bodies, and they come into you and those alien entities body hop. So that gets kind of different here. We got dead aliens that could be with you to get rid of. And then we have also many other things that'll be on this clearing here, but that's the main thing. I'm doing another, I'm adding to that, body temperature programming. So some of you out there might wonder why your body's extra warm or maybe extra cold. and you don't know why. Okay, well, it's very possible that you're being controlled by an alien program, and maybe they brought forth a time on the timeline that now is activated in you and never got turned off, so it makes you be extra warm, okay? Because when you lived, you had to be extra warm in that particular time. Remember, the timeline is very interesting because you're being controlled by the timeline. So they can select any time they wish on the timeline and bring that to you. Just like how cars can disappear and reappear instantly before your eyes as you're driving, and you wonder, wow, how did that car get there? Wasn't there a second ago? Or how come I have missing time? Well, that's because they're in control of the timeline. So I'm going to be doing one for body temperature reprogramming. I worked with one lady years and years ago. Geez, I don't know. I'd say maybe 35 years ago or something. And she had cold hands, and she had to wear a sweater. And her hands were cold, but they're actually wringing wet with sweat, which is very unusual. And so I did a healing on her back then and actually helped her out and got rid of the sweat off the palm of her hand. But she could not date anybody because her hands are always clammy and cold, and plus her body was cold, but yet she's dripping sweat. So that's really unusual. But some people may have that condition. They might be cold all the time. Well, why are you cold? It's probably because the aliens put in a program in you and got it activated in this lifetime, because they could have put it forth, 30,000 years ago to activate it right now. And so all of a sudden in your DNA along the timeline that it's living in, it now gets activated, and you're born being very, very cold, and you wonder why you're chilly. Why you have to keep wearing, extra clothes. I've even seen people, where it's very, very hot outside, and they're all bundled up. And I wonder, gee, that's a poor person, And it can work the other way around, too, being actually too hot, So, that'll be on that clearing also. So that'll be very interesting. So it'll be called probably the timeline clearing. So, I guess back to you, Sylvia. I have another clearing that I just can't recall what it was, but this is my notes that I was creating today with this here.
Okay, so let's see what we have on the fast chat. I guess Ed is just clarifying what he was asking. And he says he means releasing from here in our consciousness. So maybe that's talking about how we're trapped here in our, because of our consciousness and our programming and things like that.
Yeah, I'm not quite getting the question. I'm sorry, Ed. Based from here in consciousness. Yeah. At some point, I think once the aliens that are controlling us get maybe eliminated, if we happen to live long enough. Remember, you don't want to do the 2012 ascension like they're talking about, because you will be abducted, and that's a big concern. Remember, you may be here if you know about that, and waking up, on December 22nd, seeing people around you, and all of a sudden they're clones. You wonder, wow, what happened here? Remember, they're grooming us to see clones now, which they have been for quite a while. But, at some point, the light ship will get rid of this stuff if the light ship's ascension time doesn't come before they can eliminate all the stuff here. So right now, they're just helping the Earth spirit to get back into spiritual integrity. But that's not the reason why they're going to do ascension. The ascension is the universe of light. And we're just one little grain of sand of that, okay? So it's helping the Earth spirit to get its parts and pieces of its spirit that the aliens have stolen and taken to dark side universes, and bring in the Earth spirit back into wholeness. And the Earth spirit really cannot help the planet until it can get more of itself into spiritual integrity. And so the main thing is to get itself fixed first. So this is why you don't want to pray outside of yourself, bring in energies, do any kind of worshiping of any type, because you're bringing in the alien energies here, which is making things worse and harming the earth spirit, plus also harming the complete humanity here. This is why we have judgment here, is because the aliens gave us judgment. So I guess back to you, Sylvia. How do we regain our freedom? The only freedom that you're going to have is to connect to your spirit and not to be in time. So the timeline reality is what we're trapped into, and that is the prison planet reality, and you have to rise above that and to be out of time so you're in the moment. And this is what we do on this call. In fact, we'll bring people back here who are in parallel lifetimes of the darkness. And we're going to bring your body back. I'll just count to 10 to do that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you could be off in many of those, but that's one of your lifetimes, bringing your spirit back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Our show is about ready to come to an end. So everybody, I'll just say it's been quite an interesting show tonight. Quite nice. Energy is very comfortable. And the look forward to having that healing up, which deals with the timeline, and then also the crystal skull one. So both of those are going to be very, very interesting. I'd say within probably a week or so, they'll be up on the website here. So
any special announcements, Ron?
Announcements? No, we got our going to New York. We'll be back there at the expo. Middle of October there. I think it starts the 15th, which is Friday. And I'll be having some workshops after that. It'll be at the, I think it's the TRS Center. And we'll be there for three nights. I believe it's Tuesday, maybe Thursday and Friday, I believe. And we're doing from, I think the time is 6:30 to, I believe it's 6:30 to 9:30. So we're doing 3 hours for three nights there. So anyway.
And how about tomorrow?
Nothing tomorrow.
No 8-hour clearing?
I think those are over with. Let me see here. Not sure. Are we doing one tomorrow, Sylvia?
Well, let's see. I thought I got an announcement on that, but just let me check really quick. Maybe you can bring in some energy while I check that out.
Okay, we'll bring in some wonderful peace energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 feeling very nice, stronger, 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 and stronger.
Okay, here
everyone.
I have the calendar here, so now that I know what I'm talking about. So it looks like the next intensive is going to start on September 19th and go for three consecutive Sundays, so the 19th and 26th of September and the 3rd of October. And let's see what else here.
We have our call
and
coming
then
up.
The September
Friday.
18th would be the 4-hour.
Yep.
Ascension preparation call. So that's some great things to mark on your calendars.
Yep. So it'll be quite nice. And we just put up the, if you haven't tried it out, you might want to check out the, we have the web coat clearing. And this is an energetic living life form that's not attached to your body. It kind of looks like a spider web or maybe even steel wool. And that you want to get off of you. That's on the website. And then the slime body, they're both very important clearings. The slime body actually clogs up your pores of your skin. It's kind of like having this, kind of like tar, but it's actually clear. Very hard to discover because it's a clear gel. And it clogs up your chakras and stuff. So those are two of the newer clearings that are up. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And the crystal skull energy, and in fact, what I'll mention about that, if you've had bad days in your life, maybe the last month, but typically the last couple of weeks, where you became extra emotional, blew up the handle for no reason at all, you go, what's wrong with me? Well, that's because the light chip is clearing out the crystal skull energy. And that's where they are now. And naturally, the aliens that brought the skulls down here don't like that energy being cleared. Remember, this is the mind control energy that these skulls are being transmitted, you know, or transmitting their energies to humanity here. So that energetic link from the aliens to the skulls, when the skulls are conduit, is being released and taken out of here. So when the skulls, you know, they'll still be here physically, naturally, but they will not have an energetic connection to the aliens from that. So if you have felt angry, upset, this is probably what people actually felt who lived on the Earth, you know, around 13 to 15,000 BC. They probably felt the handle quite a bit because you're experiencing that now. It's still in your DNA. You lived that time. So that's what you're feeling. So, again, I'll say blessings to all of you. We'll leave the light being up, if you wish, energized with peace energy. And we'll do that for the next hour. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next BBS program will be on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. So blessings to all of you. Thank you, Sylvia. And have a nice night, everybody.
Okay, and thank you, Ron. And good night and blessings, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.